The patient name, Gordon McCrae, M-C-R-A-E. Date of birth, 6/21/73. Date of service, 1/24/24. This is a 50-year-old male patient. He's being seen today as a status post motor vehicle accident. He's recovering. Patient is being seen today as part of a motor vehicle accident result. It occurred on January 5th. He was at a stopped traffic, and he was hit from behind. Since that time, he has been experiencing left shoulder pain, neck pain, and right arm pain. Period. New paragraph. On January 5th, he was hit from behind. EMS was dispatched. They have taken him to Kingwood Hospital. We're going to send for those medical records, of course. He tells me he had several CT scans of the head and neck and abdomen and pelvis. No anomaly was found. Period, new paragraph. This patient verbalizes that he's able to continue with his everyday activities, but he does so with discomfort now, citing, once again, pain to the right proximal forearm and then the left shoulder and neck pain. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 150, systolic. He tells me he has white coat syndrome, his blood pressure at home. He showed me several examples of this. One in particular was 118 over 68. Pulse, 86, respiration, 16, temperature, 97.8, oxygenation, 99%, current weight, 255. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, he's on prednisone, 10 milligrams a day, given by his primary care physician. He also has Motrin. He's needing a refill of that, which we will accommodate for his discomfort. Medical history, negative surgical history, low back procedure, social history. He does smoke, negative for drugs or alcohol, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, no swelling, no edema. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Examination of that neck, he does complain of neck pain when he moves his head laterally to the left or right. Once again, there is no... there are no pulsations. There is no knotted muscle. It is non-tender. Examination of that left shoulder. He's able to perform all range of motion exercises. He is able to raise his hand over his head with that left arm. However, he does so, again, with some discomfort. Period, new paragraph. Concerning the right forearm, at the distal, correction, at the proximal forearm, he does have a small knotted area of muscle, soft tissue, that seems to bother him upon palpation. It is easily palpable and gives him some distress when I press on it. Period, the paragraph. All of these are a result of the motor vehicle accident. Period, the paragraph. Assessment and plan. A motor vehicle accident, right shoulder pain. Correction. Motor vehicle accident, left shoulder pain, right forearm pain, and neck pain. Patient will be given Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day as needed. He will continue his prednisone 10 milligrams a day. We will also sign him up for physical therapy twice a week for 1 month. He will return to this clinic in 1 month for a follow-up.